Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Brad Pieron, a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 20 through 23. And here's how it reads. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." I can't help but to recognize just how pertinent and timely this scripture is. Jesus, of course, is speaking to his apostles here in the Gospel of John chapter 16, but doesn't it seem like he's talking to us in our world today? I think so. When we look through the entirety of this scripture, we have seen bits and pieces of all this throughout the course of our lives. That sometimes we see that we're weeping and mourning while the world rejoices, right? That we're carrying different priorities than the world at times. Like this idea that there's a joy that transcends our pain. I'm sure that we've seen that as well. You mothers and fathers out there, the ways that you sacrifice for your kids, I'm sure you've seen the fact that even through pain, struggle, and trial, that the joy of seeing them become who they were created to be transcends any of the former. But when I look at the world today, when I look at our church today, I want to really bring our attention to a couple of the things Jesus says in this gospel that I think so accurately describe where we're at. Jesus says, "So you also are now in anguish." Hasn't it been like the most bizarre couple of months in your entire life? For me, that's for sure been the case. And I would say there's been plenty of moments of anguish. There's been plenty of moments of frustration and sorrow and lack of understanding. But Jesus doesn't just leave it there. Isn't that the best, that Jesus never leaves us in anguish? He never leaves us in sorrow and frustration. He always speaks a better word. He speaks hope. And this is what he says, "So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice." I don't know about you, but a couple of months ago, I felt like Mass had become so routine for me that in showing up, I'll explain it like this. Have you ever been on like a car ride and you end up where you're going, but you get to the place where you were going and you have absolutely no ability to remember how you got there? I think that's how I spent the majority of my Masses a couple of months ago. That I would like go to Mass and we'd get to the end of Mass and I'd be like, I have no idea how I got here. But I'll tell you this, over the last couple of months, in absence, I've desired it so much. And these words that Jesus speaks today speak right to my heart in that. "But I will see you again." Isn't that amazing? That here we are on this beautiful Friday with a Monday that's coming. And for us in the Diocese of Columbus, we know what that Monday means, that Masses are going to be open again to the public. That you and I are going to be able to go and encounter the Lord through the Eucharist, again at Mass. Right? So maybe now we're in anguish. Maybe we're coming to the end of this anguish. But Jesus makes this promise, "I will see you again." And he's going to see us again soon. Amen? "And our hearts will rejoice. And no one will take that joy away from you." I encourage all of you to get to a Mass next week, right? Because Jesus has been waiting for us and he's been speaking this hope to us and he wants us to come and to see him and he wants to give us a joy that can't be taken from us. And isn't this funny? He says, you will not question me about anything. That on that day, you will not question me about anything. You know, isn't it funny how sometimes we stay in our head in Catholicism, but when we really want to get back to the one who loves us, we actually begin letting those things aside and we say, actually, Jesus, we trust you and we just want to know you. I think that's what's coming in this season ahead. When we go back to Mass and we see Jesus again, and our hearts rejoice, and that joy, as promised by Jesus, will not be taken from us. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 20 through 23. Once again, I'm Brad Pieron, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.